Okay, we would like to call the meeting to order. Mr. Crawford, can you please lead us in the pledge?
Would you please rise, face the flag, and follow after me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I'd like to welcome everybody to tonight's meeting. Announcements taken in closed session. The board discussed the non-economic terms of the proposed superintendent contract and gave direction to legal counsel. We have a presentation tonight, a presentation from the DLAC. Maybe we don't. Oh, we do. Okay, thanks, Lenny.
I'm going to ask two members of our DLAC committee to come up with us, please. Graciela, can you introduce our parent for me? This is Graciela. She is our chairperson of our DLAC committee.
And this is Maria Uriosti. She's one of our parents in our committee.
She's going to start us off.
El DLAC supervisa como el distrito proporciona servicios a sus estudiantes de aprendizaje del idioma en inglés. Está compuesto por representantes de todos los comités del ILA, del distrito. Las responsabilidades incluyen revisar el plan maestro de el con app, el CAP y el anexo federal, así como asistir a reuniones y llevar la información a sus sitios respectivos. Este año, los fondos del título 3 se utilizaron para proporcionar pique a los maestros de desarrollo profesional y para ofrecer clases de verano para estudiantes de los grados kinder al 8. El DILA recomendó realizar una encuesta adicional, continuar las clases de pique y brindar a los estudiantes experiencias culturales adicionales y enriquecimientos. Temas de agenda incluidos. Repasar plan maestro, el y repasar folletos de el PAC. Encuesta y repasar el PAC. Cambios de el PAC. Cursos de padres para la educación de calidad de pique. Conocer el tablero de la información de California, equipos de intervención del sitio, metas, servicios del programa, el, fotos de las prioridades del estado, evaluaciones de necesidades y de los resultados, portal de padres, datos de responsabilidades de los estudiantes aprendices de inglés. Es todo. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to let them sit down. They both came. They have other responsibilities tonight, so as I go on, they may need to go a little bit early. And I'm going to try to keep it pretty short and sweet for you. Basically, what they explained to you is that they are members of the DLAC, and they told you the DLAC activities that we did this year based on our agendas. What I'm going to do, you have a packet in front of you that says report to the MJSC Board of Education school year 2018-19. What our DLAC does is the main responsibility is to review our EL master plan, to review our LCAP federal addendum, to look at our CONAP. Those are their four big responsibilities. But in order to do those responsibilities, they have a lot that they do during their meetings, to look at our data, to decide what are we accomplishing, what do we need to work on harder for our students, and basically how do we want to spend the funds we receive for English learners in our district. And so they're stakeholders for that, and they advocate and promote activities for the use of those dollars. I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm not going to go through all of the data because you guys are pretty used to me being bringing you lots and lots of data. But for your review, and if you have any questions, you can absolutely give me a call or an email, and I'll help explain some of this. Basically, what I'm showing you here is I'm showing you the ethnicity of the languages in our district. We're predominantly Spanish and Hmong speakers for our English learners. We do have quite a few other languages you'll see on that this page right here. And I did skip the cycle of inquiry. Basically, that explains how the DLAC works in regards to it starts at the site level with each of our ELACs. Our ELACs hold meetings. They bring information that ELACs vote for a representative for our DLAC, which is our District English Learner Advisory Committee. And then the DLAC meets. We come up with information that then goes back to the ELAC. So that's the cycle that we use. Okay, going past the learner English learner ethnicity that we have. The next page is our EL and non-EL count by same grade level. So it's giving you an idea of our English onlys, our initial fluent English, our English learners, and our reclassified students by grade level in our district. And the number there, for example, if you look at sixth grade, 75 students in sixth grade are reclassified, 180 are English learners. Two are initial fluent English, which means when they take the LPAC exam the first time, they pass it immediately, and they're never considered an English learner. The next page is by school site enrollment by English language acquisition status. So very similar to the page I just showed you, but this is by school site. So if you wanted to know how many English learners were at Marysville High School compared to Lyndhurst High School compared to Cordova. Next page. If you want me to dig into that data, I'm happy to do that. But I noticed your agenda is lengthy this evening. MJUSD long-term English learner enrollment by site. The state really wants us not to have long-term English learners, students who are English learners for more than 5 years. And so we work really hard when we do have students that are in that sixth year, seventh year, eighth year. We have students who are English learners from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. So a lot of our conversation is about how do we move these kids out of English learner status into reclassified status. Once they're in reclassified status, we then observe them and monitor them for 2 years to ensure that they're still succeeding in that reclassification zone. In the third year, we're usually pretty comfortable that they're doing well. Our English, when you look at our district scores tied to academics, tied to absenteeism, tied to all of the state priorities, you'll notice that our reclassified students actually are at the top of the list in our district in regards to students that are achieving on the language arts math assessments as well as the other state priorities that we have. The following one that's blues and turquoises, that's our three-year English learner enrollment by site. So just to give you an idea of how English learners are moving throughout the district, how many we had 3 years ago to how many we have now, our DLAC looks at all of this information when we look at how we're going to spend funds, how are we going to allocate it out, elementary, middle, high school types of things, which schools maybe need more support than other schools, where can we serve more English learners than others. We use that data. And then finally, this is our LPAC exam. I know a lot of you, I think all of you are familiar with our CASP results for language arts and math for the whole district. These test results represent just our English learner scores on the LPAC and their performance in English language arts. And so at this point, we have 527 students at level 4 in our district, 795 at level 3, 460 at level 2, and 280 at level 1. And our goal is to have all of our kids up there at level 4, which means that they're able to perform with English standards at the same level as their peers are able to perform. And there's a little brief description for each of those levels down at the bottom. The next thing I mentioned earlier, the state priorities. So the first one basically shows all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 English learner priorities compared to all students in our district. So for chronic absenteeism, English learners are in green. And I won't go into that. I think you guys all know the speedometer-looking little gear that we have that has blue, green, yellow, orange, red. So this is what that's representing. So all students are in the orange for chronic absenteeism. English learners are in the green. And then you can look further, suspension rate. All students in the orange, English learners in the yellow. Grad rate, all students in orange, English learners in yellow. Got three more to go. College and career readiness, all students are in the orange, English learners are in the red. So that's a big flag for us, not only with our DLAC committee and our EL plan, but also in our LCAP in regards to the metrics and how we're serving our English learners, as well as the federal addendum, because Title III that serves our English learners is a federal program. So we're looking at that college and career. College and career, I'm not sure if Jamie's going to speak about that tonight, but college and career is where we're showing that our students are either, there's several different ways, but basically it has to do with dual enrollment, college readiness, career readiness through our career pathways, A to G course requirement completion, all of those. So we're working on helping our English learners get out of the red in that one. English language arts, all students and English learners are the same, as well as in mathematics. They're yellow in both. And I won't go through all of these others. These are just individual data for English learners based on those state priorities, if you're interested in that. And then, this is what our DLAC has accomplished over the course. These are our DLAC recommendations over the course of the year. They're very similar to last year. One of the new DLAC recommendations was to extend our Parent Institute for Quality Education classes that we've been offering this year. So we're in the works in doing that for next year. We offered two sessions this year, one at the elementary level and one at the high school level. So we'll continue to do that next year. Another request was that we provide additional meetings for our EL facilitators. We have our DLAC meetings, and we do have EL facilitator meetings. DLAC meetings need to be more than 50% parents that do not work for our district, and that's really hard to do. And in order to get our parents to the DLAC, we're working really hard to figure out how can we provide maybe more cultural enrichment for them, maybe figure out how we can establish some potlucks, get our sites invested so that we can actually get more parents at the DLAC. We also have EL facilitators out at the school sites, and those are usually our employees. They're processing all of the paperwork for students to get reclassified. They're administering the assessments. And the meetings we hold for them are predominantly how to give the assessment. Those EL facilitators do so much more for our students, and they are our main contact with a lot of our parents at those schools. So we're hoping to provide even more additional training and support for those EL facilitators that will eventually help support our students and their families. So that's another recommendation that came from our DLAC. We did have one question on the LCAP, and that was, can we include text messaging in our school messaging system? And so we were able to answer them very quickly, and now we're moving towards Aries Communications. Aries Communications allows us that ability to text parents and for teachers to text each other. We're learning more about it, so hopefully you'll learn more about it as we do. And hopefully that will start sometime at the beginning of next school year. And then it's just our calendar. It's our calendar. It's just, this is what we did this year. This is our calendar of events. This is what you'll see on the next page. Anybody have any questions on DLAC? Yes, sir. Mr. Allison.
Yeah, I think this is a great program, and it's really good for, you know, the kids and the families. I'm looking at the red spot, you know, with college and stuff like that, career. And I think that a lot of the problem with these kids, and I'm sure you already know this, is that they might not know what the opportunities are, and we need to work more to allow them and help them understand, and all our kids, what they can do.
Absolutely. Okay?
Or what is available for them to do.
Yes, and just to piggyback on that, we are doing a lot more with college and career readiness. It is a new, it's been a state priority, but it's now one that's being we're held accountable to at this moment, so we're getting a lot more data. We're working with the high school counselors. We're working with middle school as well as elementary in regards to always seeing that pathway. They're in second grade, but where are they going to be by the time they get into high school, and they need to be picking the right classes for them for the decisions they're making for the rest of their life. The PK classes we're offering for parents, that also ties directly to students going to college and career. So it's 9 sessions. Parents come, whether it's at the high school level, middle school, or elementary level, they come for 9 sessions over the course of 2 to 3 months, and they learn about how they can advocate and support their students in becoming college and career ready. So it's a big support. If you guys ask any more questions, I'll just keep talking.
Any other comments or questions?
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Crawford.
Thank you all for
letting me be here tonight, and thank you to our parents who came tonight, parents and grandparents who came to represent DLAC. Thank you, the ladies.
Thank you very much. Next, we have comments from board members. Mr. Davis.
I just wanted to wish everybody a nice summer. It's been a great year for our kids, especially if you go to any of the graduations, and the excitement and the family sharing it helps everyone understand what we're working for. And so I just hope that the teachers, the staff, the support that we have in the administration can at least get a little bit of vacation over the summer and get ready for another school year. Thank you.
Ms. Scott?
Basically, it's all the same. I would like to thank you all very much for everything that you've done for our school district this past school year. I know there's probably been a few challenges, but we're up and running and ready to roll. So thank you all very much. Have a very pleasant summer and be safe. Thank you.
Mr. Allison. Mr. Boom. Mr. Fleury.
I would like to add on to that. Our teachers work hard. Our administrators work hard. You've done a great job this year, and I hope you have a restful summer and come back under new leadership next year.
Mr. Crawford.
Just one thing. It's yearly now. It's always a privilege. I'm not alumni of Lyndhurst High School, but sometimes I get invited by the students that I either coached or taught, and this year was no exception. The class of 1984 had their 35-year reunion at Stassi's, and that really makes me feel old. I still call them kids, and they still call me Mister, and I can't figure that out. I'm glad we all had name tags, and it's always great, and because I didn't recognize a lot of them, but it was super. Thank you.
Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association Number 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. Public comment. Persons wishing to address the board are requested to fill out a public comment card before the start of the meeting and give it to the secretary, board president, or the superintendent. The public may address topics not on the agenda during this section of the agenda or ask they be heard during a specific agenda item. Comments are limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per speaker, 20 minutes total time for public input on each item per board bylaw 9323. The Ralph M. Brown Act prevents the Board of Trustees from responding to these comments with the exception of clarifying questions. The California Government Code Section 54954.2.A states no action or discussion shall be undertaken on any item not appearing on the posted agenda, except that members of the legislative body or its staff may briefly respond to statements made or questions posed by persons exercising their public testimony rights under Section 54954.3. We do have one public comment card. Mr. Furman Rios, if you could step to the podium and please state your name for the record. And I would like to just, again, reiterate, we do have 3 minutes. You'll see a clock. We have a clock here. So at the end of 3 minutes, the microphone will be shut off. And we'll ask you to sit down. So thank you very much for coming tonight.
Well, thank you. All right. My name is Furman Daniel Rios, or I go by Danny. I'm part of the maintenance department. For the last year, I've been in the administrative leave without voluntary. So for the last year, I've been able to come back to work, but I've been on administrative leave and never had the option of coming back to work. I've been able to continue or have all the things that are required for my employment. I haven't been convicted of any charges or any wrongdoing. It's still pending. I haven't got any convictions. There's no reason why I'm in administrative leave. My charges are not violent or anything of the ones that are in the disciplinary part bargaining agreement. Now, last week, I've been put on administrative without pay, and again, never had the opportunity to come back to work. I know that it's been a long time. It's been over a year, and it's something that I don't have control of, but something that should be wrapping up But until then, I want to come back to work. There's nothing that's holding me back. It's something that means a lot to me. Being able to be part of the community, being able to be part of the district, it's something that I want to come back and be part of again. Until we know what happens with my conviction, or what are my charges, my conviction, I would like to be working again. Until then, or after then, we could go forward. I just wanted to have a day just to be able to tell you guys my little moment and tell you guys thank you for this little brief topic or talk. Thank you. And hopefully I could come back to work. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rios. With the pleasure of the board, we would like to try to make an agenda item change. We would like to move Board of Trustees number 1, employment contract with new superintendent, to be able to discuss that item now. Is there the pleasure of the board of being able to move that, or any problems with moving that?
No, I move that we table that.
Okay, so next agenda item will be the Board of Trustees, the employment contract with the new superintendent. The purpose of the agenda item, the board will deliberate upon and set the compensation to be offered to the selected superintendent candidate. The board will determine whether to enter into a proposed contract with the new superintendent. If approved, the board will announce the name of the new superintendent. Mr. Teagarden, do you have some comments for us?
Well, thank you very much, and after 2.5 months of us working together and doing your superintendent search, we come to this point, and part of the job announcement did say that towards the end of the contract that the salary would be set and negotiable based upon the person's qualifications and interests. So 2.5 months. 200 plus hours together. I would say that this Board of Trustees has definitely done their due diligence, and I have learned a whole new level of respect for how hard you work and how serious that you've taken all of these your responsibilities. And I just want to thank you as a citizen for that. And I'm very much pleased with how hard you've worked and how diligent that you've been in this whole process. I have done some research, and I'd like to recommend a salary and benefits for you to consider tonight that can be proposed to your candidate. And I think the salary should be a little more than your assistant principal, your assistant superintendents. But I would like to recommend the following: that the salary would be $207,200. The base salary would be $200,000. A mileage of about $500 a month for a vehicle. And then the professional dues would be about $1,200. So that makes it $207,200 would be the recommendation that I make to you for setting the compensation for the your new superintendent, plus they would also receive the same health and welfare benefits as other administrators within your organization. If there's no further questions, that's my recommendation to you.
So, Mr. Teagarden, I just wanted to make sure I had that right. You said that your recommendation is $207,200.
And that would include the mileage and the professional dues.
Yeah, how did you come up with that number? Because I know that in Yuba City, that's more than the superintendent makes in Yuba City, just by $10,000.
Your assistant superintendent salary is $190,000, and so about $10,000 more than that would be $200,000, And you've, in the past, you've always offered mileage, and you've also offered professional dues. So that comes to $207,200.
It's a very equitable and fair contract, Mr. Teagarden. And I personally want to thank you for all the hours you put in on behalf of City of Marysville and Yuba County. You've been fantastic to work with. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. It's my honor, and my honor to get to know each of you so much better than I did in the past. I knew you all, but we have a long-lasting friendship after all of the hours and days that we've spent together. So thank you very much for the opportunity, and that's my recommendation to you. Any other questions before I sit down? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Teagarden. Is there a motion regarding the recommendation for the superintendent's salary for Mr. Teagarden?
I move to approve, the board approve Mr. Teagarden's recommendation on the salary.
We have a motion by Mr. Crawford and a second by Mr. Fleury. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. We will now table this item and come back to it later for legal to be able to have some discussion regarding the contract with the proposed candidate. Do we need to wait, Lisa? Okay, next we have the superintendent, the approval of the minutes. We have actually 5 minutes that we're looking to approve with one particular motion. Are there any additions or deletions on any of those minutes? If not, we will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve staff's recommendation in its entirety.
Motion approved by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, 7 yes. Next, we have the consent agenda. I want to bring we have a few changes in the consent agenda I want to bring to the attention of the board. You'll find the papers in front of you. The first change is under the categorical programs. The purpose of the agenda item is to request the board approve the 18-19 single plan. So you'll see that change in red. And we also have evaluations for the following sites. That's also a change. Under that same item, we have under the background, Ed Code Section 64001 requires school site councils to evaluate the effectiveness of the planned activities outlined in the SDSA. In the cycle of continuous improvement of student performance, goal evaluation results will provide data for the following year's plans. So that's a change. And also in the next paragraph, we struck SPSAs and put evaluations. If we turn the page to number 4, we also have some red items. Number 4, 2019-20, school. And then if we look down in the first line, we're also striking single and adding school plan into that item. So it looks as though those are the only changes that we have within the consent agenda. Are there any items that a board member would like to have pulled off of the consent agenda?
Yes, I would like to pull under building and grounds, number 2, the contract with construction for Edgewater, single affordable addition project.
It looks as though that's on page number 9.
Number 9.
Item number 2 will be pulled. Are there any other items that a board member would like to have pulled? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve the consent agenda with the changes under categorical programs.
We have a motion by Mr. Boom. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Go back to buildings and grounds number 2. Mr. Fleury?
Yes. I pulled that. I would like, I've been out to Edgewater and looked at it, and I know Travis has worked very hard, and I talked to him this afternoon, said I was going to ask him just an update where we're going with Edgewater and how it looks like the completion and some of the things that are going on out there now. Travis?
Well, on the contract, you'll see that our lowest bid was Kids Construction, and we're asking to ratify that contract as the lowest bid. Given the timeline of this project and the sensitivity, we moved forward with construction and awarding the Kids Construction so they could break ground immediately, which they did last week. So kind of as an update, if you drive by there, you'll see a lot of excavating. We've got fences up. Contacted American Modular Systems for delivery of building. We've kind of got a tentative schedule set at this point, if all goes to plan, of a completion date of August 12th. However, you know, this is as long as everything continues to go to plan. There's a lot of moving parts with this. But with that being said, we've already broke ground. We're looking for delivery. We've actually turned the site over at the end of this month over to American Modular Systems so they can start pouring their footings for the building. This project is rolling simultaneously. We have many trades and crafts working at this. So there will possibly be a couple change orders that will be coming before you guys due to the nature of the expedited process of this project. We've had to pull in a couple of extra man hours. There's obviously a couple unforeseen as we got into this, but nothing really that's super large to be concerned about. But obviously, because of the nature of the sensitivity of getting this project completed on time, we're rolling with it. So right now, currently, like I said, we're getting ready to turn the site back over to American Modular Systems. We hope to have inspections done by August 9th. This is going to be the approval for DSA occupancy will be the 12th, which means that if all goes to plan and all parts do coincide and everything goes smoothly, we will have closeout, we'll have our path of travel for fire life safety, and then we can occupy that building. So obviously we're going to have to coordinate with the purchasing department, with the delivery of furniture, getting all of the teaching books and crayons and all the fun stuff that goes with that also in that building. So like I said, it's going to be a mad dash to the finish line. The plan moving forward, if we hit that DSA closeout to have occupancy on the 12th, will also include that site work will follow. The idea will be to have the hardscape in the front completed and hopefully have the footings poured for the shade structure, so we'll have the asphalt in the front done, path of travel. As school is in session, we'll have areas blocked off and construction will still continue where you'll get your play structure followed by your planners and everything that we saw in our rendering. So as of now, we are all hands on deck, full steam. I'm out there every single morning, weekends, each day, checking on contractors and answering any questions they have. So right now, we are throwing the Hail Mary, so to speak, to get this thing done. And I hate throwing dates out there, but if we're tracking as the schedule plans and we don't have any hiccups that are major, we're very hopeful for a completion date of occupancy of August 12th.
Great. Well, let's hope the stars stay aligned.
Right?
So, Travis, before you step down, just an FYI and then a follow-up question. Maybe, Mike, you could jump in whenever you'd like. I noticed Kids Construction is not only the lowest bid, they're the only one under $1 million, and they're the only one I've never heard of. Could you just tell me a little something about them? Have they done many jobs like this of this magnitude?
Yes, Kids Construction has been around. I've actually done many projects with them over the 19 years that I've had in K-12 school districts I'm working. I first knew of Paul Kids Construction in San Juan Unified. He does a lot of work for them, a lot of work in El Dorado Hills, Folsom. He's a very respectable, great individual, and he knew the importance of this project, and he knew that the timelines were there, and I can honestly tell you, in my own opinion, had any other contract went out to anybody else, I don't believe we'd be hitting deadlines and it wouldn't even be talked about at this point. So the fact that he stepped up and he knew the importance of people within the industry that he wants to support, he did this on behalf of our district to make sure that he could support us and rise to the challenge of getting this completed. So there's a lot of people that we've called in on this that have a vested interest. They want to see the kids be successful and have this learning environment coming up for the next school year. So with Paul Kids Construction, I have no doubts. He's a man of integrity, same with the company. If you go down and you do reference checks on Kids Construction, he's a very hard person to ever hear anybody say anything bad about. Just really honest, has great integrity, and will get the job done. So like I said, I was elated to find out that he was the low bidder.
That is the greatest news I could hear, and I appreciate your high recommendation. I just assume now that the more safety-concerned hard hat jobs are going to be done first, so when the kids come back, their safety will be limited to moving around class to class.
Yes, that's correct. We'll still have temporary fencing up once each kind of – it's not really a phase project, but it's kind of turned into that way to get the building occupied. So we will have temporary fencing up as we move along. So the building, when it gets delivered with the crane, things like that, no students will be on site. So the majority of the site work to make sure that the big stuff's out of the way before school starts is going to be that building. He's really pressing hard, Paul, with Kids Construction to continue moving forward with this. There's a couple hang-ups that there's six-week wait times if we go on waiting for vendors like a shade structure. It's 6 to 8 weeks out. In order to get path of travel done, we have to get footing set for a shade structure. So these are the type of things I said with an expedited cost that Kids Construction's like, you know what, I think we should cut out these guys, add it in as a change order, and while I'm here, we need to set it and move forward. So there's things like that that we don't want to leave open, obviously, while school's in session. So those are the type of things when you have an expedited service to try and hit these goals, is we're just rolling with it, and as things unfold, as long as they are justifiable and they make sense and they're within the guidelines, we're just moving forward with it. And keep in mind that he was extremely lower than any bid, so we're still going to be less than – my projections would be less than 10% within change orders of this project. So we're already off to a great start, and I feel very confident with the contractor and architect firm.
Thank you very, very much.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
I'd like to motion to approve the staff recommendation.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Thank you, Travis. Moving on to new business, student discipline and attendance. Board policy 5144.1, suspension and expulsion / due process. We're going to open a public hearing. Do we have any discussion on our proposed board policy? If not, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Motion to close by Mr. Boom. Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Is there a motion regarding the board policy 5144.1?
A motion to approve revisions to board policy 5144.1.
Motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Educational services, board policy revision, board policy 6146.1 and board policy 6146.5. We're going to hold a public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Do we have any discussion? Not hearing any. Is there a motion to close the public hearing? Motion to close by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Now is there a motion regarding board policy revision 6146.1 and 6146.5?
Motion to approve revisions to the board policies.
Motion to approve by Mr. Boom. Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Child Development Program, number 1, Resolution 2018-19/28, authorizing the Child Development Program to request school closure credit. This seems to be very similar that we did with our other sites. I see Mrs. Woods, if there's any discussion that you would like to have. If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Number 2, Resolution 2019-20, Child Development Program Contract. Again, it looks like we're getting some money. Do we want to report out? Board members have any questions? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Resolution 2018-19/30. 2019-20 Child Development Program. More contracts.
A lot of money.
Do we have any discussion? Would board like to hear from Mrs. Woods? If not, is there a motion? Motion to approve by Mr. Allison. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Superintendent, District LCAP approval. As you know, last meeting we had our public hearing. Is there any discussion regarding LCAP? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Crawford. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Number 2, MCAA LCAP approval. Again, we had the same presentation or a presentation last board meeting. Is there any other discussion? If not, we'll entertain a motion. Had a motion to approve by Mr. Allison. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Personnel Services, number 1, tentative agreement with CSEA, number 326. Looks like most of these tentative agreements are what we had discussed last week, our last meeting. Is there any input from Mr. Carrion that board members would like? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Item 2, tentative agreement with CSEA number 648. Again, follows along with our other proposals. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Item number 3, tentative agreement with supervisory unit. Again, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Number 4, tentative agreement with AMACE. Follows along with everything else. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Business Services, Resolution 2018-19/31, amend bylaws for the Northern California Insurance Group. I think this is an item that we do regularly. Is Mr. Hodson, do you want to comment, or are there any questions from board members?
This is Nick Sig. Our liability insurance, and you notice in the changes that are bylaws for that joint powers authority, they just changed the alternates to require to make it standing as opposed to an annual appointment. That's the only change. But it was approved by us as in my role as a board member there, but now we need the board here to approve the board change there. So it'll be very similar to what we're going to do here in a second with SIG as well.
Thank you. Any questions? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion approved by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Item number 2, Resolution 2018-19/32, amending the Joint Powers Agreement forming the Schools Risk and Insurance Management Group. Mr. Austin?
Very similar to the last one. SIG does our workers' comp coverage. And so they have one change in there that just changes the date at which you would withdraw. As a JPA, and they have their own sort of unique ways they like to do things, there was some discrepancy in exactly what would be required. And I made the case with them that we really only need one motion. The resolution both recognizes the changes and authorizes us to sign it. So. If it suits the board, I would recommend you just do the motion to approve the resolution, and then the second motion for the revisions is really unneeded at that point.
Okay. So with that clarification, it looks as though we only need one motion to approve the item. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the item as stated by...
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Item number 3, Resolution 2018-19/33, MJUSD Education Protection Account. Mr. Hodson?
Sure. This is required under Prop 30 and Prop 55, in which we they've got some additional revenues to the district. I would make one slight clerical change. You'll notice that both in the purpose on both number 3 and number 4, it's at 19 TAC 10. That should obviously be 19 TAC 20. And also, if you look at the table, those numbers are accurate, but they're a year old. And in versions going back and forth, the tables did not make it. The tables that are in the actual supporting material and the ones that we would turn in, those are the accurate numbers. So it's just the summary that has an outdated figure, albeit accurate, just a year old.
So what we would need to do is just make a motion with the changes that Mr. Hodson has indicated, it sounds like. Any other discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve with the amendments made by staff.
Motion approved by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Number 4, Resolution 2018-19/34, MCAA Education Protection Account. So I think Mr. Hodson probably already covered the changes that need to be made within that one also. Is there any discussion from board members? If not, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Davis. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. Item number 5, District's 2019-20 proposed adopted budget. Again, last week we had a public hearing on this item. Any discussion? Not. Is there a motion? Motion to approve by Ms. Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7 yes. So at this point in time, we're going to take a short recess. We'll just stay here, and we're going to wait for council to get back with recommendations regarding the proposed superintendent contract. Judy, I agree. I think it's warm in here.
Mm-hmm. And wait for me here. You may not have to do the air conditioner.
She's supposed to be in the banner class.
We're trying to get the empathy there.
We would like to resume the meeting. Thank you for your patience. Okay, we're going to bring back the item number one under Board of Trustees, the employment contract with the new superintendent. Board members, before you have the contract. The terms have been agreed upon by the candidate. Do you need a moment to take a look at it? Do I have a motion to approve the contract?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. Any other discussion? We'd like to do a roll call vote. Mr. Davis.
Aye. Yes.
Mr. Boom.
Yes.
Mr. Allison.
Yes.
Mr. Fleury.
Yes.
Ms. Scott.
Yes.
Mr. Crawford.
Yes.
And I'm a yes. So what we'd like to do at this point in time, or so motion carries, seven yes. We would like to introduce you to Mr. Gary Cena, our new superintendent of the district. Christina, would you like to say a couple of words?
3 minutes. Okay, I'll make it. These guys had to listen to me for 3 hours over the last couple of weeks. Almost four. Board of Trustees, thank you for entrusting me with this stewardship and this responsibility. All I am really is a mosaic of the people in this community who have influenced me, who I've listened to, and who I've learned from. And my purpose is to serve as an instrument for us to all work together to find the collective good to do what's right for students. And along the way, I hope that everyone involved is, we all refer to our better angels as we're working to do what's best for students. So I thank you for this confidence and trust that you're placing into me, and that's my commitment to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cena.
Yeah.
I would like to say upon the close of the meeting, we do have a cake. Mr. Teagarden supplied us with a cake for tonight's celebration. Thank you, Rick. We do have a couple of closing. Mr. Fleury, would you like to go first?
Yes, I would like to close the meeting in memory of Mr. Jaime Aristegui, longtime principal of Yuba Gardens Middle School in Oliphurst, worked at Ellis School his whole career, was in the Marysville Joint Unified School District. He went from the school site to the district office, and he just passed away a couple days ago, longtime educator in our district.
Thank you, Mr. Fleury. Ms. Scott?
Yes, I would like to close this meeting in the honor of Dr. Paul Broughton. He had a battle with cancer, and he passed away on June the 23rd. He served in our school district from 1991 until June of 1995 as vice principal of discipline. Dr. Broughton returned to the school district serving as principal at our New Day Charter School from July to November 2008. He leaves behind his wife, his loving wife of 33 years, Becky, and their children, Megan and Robert, Jennifer and Lisa. Some students fondly remember Dr. Broughton by his nickname, Dr. Death, due to his lack of tolerance for breaking school rules. Education was truly the center of his life. He is remembered fondly by many who have the opportunity to interact with him. May his legacy live on through memories such as these. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Scott. Anything else for the good of the cause? Meeting adjourned.